Food producers will not be forced to identify if their products come from a GMO or a genetically modified organism under a bill passing the U.S. House. West Central Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis is chair of the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Biotech, Horticulture, and Research. He says the label will be voluntary.
We all know GMO seeds have been safely consumed for decades in this country, and I want to make sure that those individuals and families like mine who are concerned about what they eat have a way to understand what that GMO and what that natural label means on food products, and this is exactly why we introduced the bill.
Davis says the labeling requirements match what is currently done for organic food.
Absolutely no different. Consumers need to know what's in their food supply, and that's exactly what this bill does, so that consumers don't have to pay more for groceries and they have access to the choices that they need and want and deserve in their grocery stores.
Critics of the bill say more testing is needed on GMOs and labels should be mandatory.
Okay, now you know that Elm City Center shreds paper. This is how we do it. When confidential papers arrive at our office, they are immediately taken to the shredding area where a trained worker feeds them through a massive shredder. Then we run all the shredded paper through a hydraulic compactor that makes paper bales, like bales of hay, only much bigger. The bales go to a processing plant where your old papers end up being reused to make a variety of new paper products. Confidential and secure, 17 cents per pound with a $5 minimum. Commercial and residential, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company offers quality coverage at competitive prices. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by the Root House office at 109 Moore Street or 1122 Veterans Drive in Jacksonville. That's Colton Downey Insurance. Call them today at 243-8000.
A South Jacksonville car dealership is reportedly being investigated by the state. The Jacksonville Journal-Courier reports the Secretary of State Police are looking into the sale of vehicles from the Morgan County Autoplex at 1801 South Main. According to the newspaper, the dealership's lot is empty. Phone calls have gone unanswered. Several customers interviewed said they had not received vehicle titles after their purchase and had gotten temporary license plates that were not registered to the vehicles. Secretary of State's spokesperson told the city paper the investigation is ongoing and that the state is working to secure titles for those who have experienced any problems. A new police report released this week alleges the football coach of New Berlin High School was passed out in a drive-thru before being arrested for drunk driving. The State Journal Register reports Barry Creviston was arrested on suspicion of DUI after police found him passed out in his SUV in Champaign in a drive-thru at Hardee's back in April. According to the police report obtained by the SJR in a Freedom of Information Act request, Creviston's 2004 Cadillac Escalade was still in drive, and the officer had to shake him to wake him up. Creviston reportedly failed a field sobriety test and had a blood alcohol content of 0.151, nearly twice the legal limit. No action has been taken against Creviston, a former Rouse Catholic coach by the New Berlin School Board. Many people, including former players, showed up at a recent board meeting in support of the coach. Creviston also teaches physical education and driver's ed, according to the New Berlin website. Creviston has pleaded not guilty to two DUI charges he set for a future court date of August 20th. Jacksonville police made five arrests yesterday and overnight. 22-year-old Terrell McGee of the 100 block of West Chambers was arrested at Anna and Fayette at around 4 p.m. for domestic battery. McGee remains in custody. 22-year-old John Shoemaker of the 400 block of Bedwell was picked up at Fayette and Chambers at around 4:15 p.m. on a Brown County warrant for failure to appear for possession of cannabis and possession of drug paraphernalia. Shoemaker remains in custody. 50-year-old William Leifelholtz of the 400 block of East Lafayette was arrested at his residence at around 5:15 p.m. for sexual predator presence or loitering near a park. Leifelholtz has been released on bond. 18-year-old Robert Bowden of the 800 block of South Main was arrested near his residence at around 5:45 p.m. for domestic battery. Bowden remains in custody. 38-year-old Felicia Mapes of the 800 block of North Fayette was picked up in the 800 block of West Morton at around 1:15 a.m. for DUI. Mapes has been released on bond. Jacksonville police say a parking sign of a city business fell onto a car yesterday. There were no injuries. It happened at Brown's Shoe Fit at 901 West Morton shortly after 4 p.m., according to reports. No one was in the vehicle. Three sentences were handed down yesterday afternoon in Morgan County Court. 34-year-old David Harper of Randall Court was sentenced to 10 weekends in jail for retail theft. 35-year-old Bud Sleek of the 300 block of Northeast was sentenced to 16 days in jail for domestic battery. 34-year-old Thomas Weir of the 300 block of South Church was sentenced to 4 days in jail for disorderly conduct. Illinois lawmakers are making a push to eliminate an upcoming pay raise as the state continues to operate without a budget. The House approved a measure yesterday that would reject 2% cost of living bump for this year. The bill now moves on to the Senate, where it is expected to be voted on next week. Governor Rauner's office encouraged Senate President John Cullerton to swiftly pass the legislation so it can be signed into law. And as Illinois completes its first month without a budget in place, House Speaker Michael Madigan has opened the door a crack to a partial resolution of the dispute with Governor Rauner. David Stewart has more.
The main roadblock to a budget deal remains. House Speaker Mike Madigan says Governor Rauner's pro-business, anti-union agenda should not be mixed with budget negotiations. Lawmakers have offered a one-month budget, but Rauner hasn't acted. Asked whether they'd now offer a two-month budget, Madigan sidestepped.
We're going to wait for the governor's action on the bill.
A Rauner aide said Rauner may consider a short-term budget if it's not just a monthly slice of the out-of-balance plan he's already vetoed. Madigan says that could be done, but
To work our way out of this problem requires a balanced approach. Some cuts, some new money.
Whether Rauner would approve any new revenue isn't clear. David Stewart, Chicago.
So how do you like to do your banking? In a hurry, use the drive-thru? Or if it's after hours, an ATM? Sitting at your computer, bank from your phone? Or maybe you just want to see a friendly face in person? No matter how you like to bank, the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company has got you covered with financial products and services that make your life a little easier, whether it's the click of a mouse or face-to-face. The Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, doing business your way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking a look at news notes this morning, a reminder, the Scott County Fair continues this week, and you can check out the fair page of WLDS.com for all the details.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.